Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I'll be brief. I spoke in the last 2 days, and I would think it would be wonderful to hear Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj speak at length tonight. So I'll speak for about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. Is that out of line? I don't know. Well, okay, 20 minutes. Gauranga, Gaurangi. So in this particular prayer, we see a lot of it's describing his beautiful transcendental form, which is like the color of them, molten gold. And his mood is permeating with a loving nature. What is that loving nature? As Malati Prabhu so nicely described, the beautiful pastime, how Radha and Krishna have become one in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Radharani's love for Krishna, which is the topmost expression of loving nature within existence and beyond existence. I always like to make this point that there's two things you can never understand, nobody will ever understand. And those two things are Krishna's qualities and Radharani's love. And in order to, when we say try to understand those things, Krishna couldn't even understand them. Krishna came to Dwarka, and he was met by his prime queen, Rukmini. And while he was there, Rukmini was doing very nice, sweet personal service by massaging his lotus feet. And while she was massaging his lotus feet, she became overwhelmed with emotion. And that motion was causing her to cry tears of love. And in that expression of love, she started to speak. And she started to say, "You don't know how wonderful you are. Nobody knows how wonderful you are. I don't know how wonderful you are. All I know is you're wonderful." And her heart was just expressing her love in this way. And Krishna started to think, nobody knows how wonderful I am. Even I don't know that. I have to find out how wonderful I am. So Lochan Das Thakur, in his Chaitanya Mangala, prefaces this story as the way that led to the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to find out his own qualities. And that love that is so powerful of Radharani that he can't even understand. When God cannot understand something, then you know it's... But can he understand it? That's a mystery. And so he becomes his own devotee just to experience the mystery of his own love for himself and the qualities that attracts that love and the happiness that she experiences in that loving relationship. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the fourth chapter, it is explained that the prime reason for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, and we don't want to minimize anything, because we know for us the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is our greatest form of expression of devotion and our greatest form of happiness. But that's secondary. That was secondary. Lord Chaitanya came to experience these three other reasons as primary. And it explains, and I'll read the verses. And this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4 of Adi Lila, verse 36 onward. Just as these desires are the transcendental reasons for Krishna's appearance, referring to why Krishna comes, whereas destroying the demons is only an incidental necessity. So, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, promulgating the Dharma of the age is incidental. Interesting. But yet there's so much emphasis on it. When the Lord desired to appear for another reason, the time for promulgating the religion of the age also arose. Thus, the two intentions of the Lord appeared with his devotees and tasted the nectar of prema with the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then this verse, this is the fundamental verse in this section. Sedarva Achadale Kirtana Sanchare Nama Krishna Mala Ganti Parayala Samsare. Thus he spread kirtan even amongst the untouchables. He wove a wreath of the holy name of Prem, in which he garlanded the entire world. Such a beautiful expression of actually Lord Chaitanya's gift to the world. And what is that gift? And what is that garland of prema? The acharyas saying it's Radharani's love for Krishna. So the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, when it's done with pure love and devotion, somehow approaches that pure love of Radharani. Can never really, what we say, encompass it or reach it completely. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, when he did kirtan, it wasn't kirtan. It was prem kirtan. And as we hear from this song, when he danced and sang, his eyes were always welling up with tears of love. And he was always in the mood of ecstasy in his kirtans. It wasn't just singing and dancing. It was love at its best. And Lord Chaitanya is tasting his own love for himself through the mood of his internal energy, Srimati Radharani. Can we understand that? We can repeat the words of the acharyas and try to comment something on what they say, but we can never understand it. So although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind, so available, and so much with his devotees, and gave so much, he remains a great mystery. A great mystery. And that mystery is being, what we say, unwoven daily as we take part in this movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada used to say, he would say it quite often, just chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Just chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Your life will be sublime. And when we chant with enthusiasm, and we chant to inspire others when we're together in a group, that chanting pleases Lord Chaitanya. When Narottam Das Thakur was at Kethirigram for the first Gaur Purnima festival, this was 50 years after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. All the devotees had come from Navadvip, they had come from Vrindavan, they had come from Bengal, they had come from Jagannath Puri, just for this special festival. And Janavi Devi was the leading person. She was the person who was organizing everything. She was considered the most advanced of all the devotees. And she came, we know she was the wife of Lord Nityananda, his internal energy. And at one point, this was a 6-day festival, and at the first day, Narottam Das Thakur begins to kirtan. Now he's singing, he has a tiny pair of kartals. There's 14 mridanga players, and I think it's 7 kartal players along with him. And he's singing very softly, very sweetly, very lovingly, just glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So softly, gradually, his tempo was picking up. And as the tempo was picking up, the kartal started to chime in. And then gradually the mridangas. Soon there was a full kirtan, and then gradually, as his enthusiasm and his love before Mahaprabhu was increasing through his singing, the kirtan just rose. It rose, and it just kept rising and rising. And it's described by, I can't remember the author of Narottam Vilas, Chakravarti, I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's describing this kirtan, and it's going on, it's going on, and the devotees are starting to cry. They're starting to weep. They're starting to roll on the ground, and Narottam is just steadily singing so sweetly, so beautifully, with so much love. And at one point, after the kirtan was going on for hours, a miracle happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas, Mukunda, Srila Haridas Thakur, Pundarik Vidyaniti, all the associates of Lord Chaitanya who had left the planet appeared in the kirtan. And they were dancing with enthusiasm. It wasn't a vision. Everyone saw it. They were personally there. When everyone saw the presence of Mahaprabhu and all his associate, nobody can describe what happened. It was mad. People were rolling on the ground, crying. And Narottam was completely calm and just leading the kirtan so sweetly, so beautifully. And Mahaprabhu was just dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing, and everyone was singing. And this went on for hours and hours and hours. That description by the author was so intense. Narahari Hari Chakravarti, thank you. He just goes on describing the details of how the devotees were just going mad. I mean, we have some really good kirtans here. But we're just touching the drop of the ocean of Mahaprabhu's kirtan. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, I'm standing on the shore of the ocean of the devotion, of the happiness, of the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leelas, and I'm simply trying to taste one drop. And he says, that one drop can drown the whole world in love of God. And he's given an ocean. So he's going to submerge all the universes. So this is Mahaprabhu. He's broken open the storehouse of love of God through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And at one point during the kirtan, when it got to such a point that it was impossible for anybody to even sing anymore, they were just crying and rolling on the ground. It was just too much. Mahaprabhu disappeared. And all the associates, along with Mahaprabhu, were gone. The devastation that happened after that. I don't know how to describe that. But I guess you can think it's the most, you might say it's the most unhappiest moment in your life. After reaching such exhilaration, and all of a sudden, Mahaprabhu goes, no longer there. The feelings of that love was just checked by his disappearance, and everyone just, they did whatever they did, but they felt at a loss. So this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just loved kirtan. So Prabhupada said, if you want to worship Mahaprabhu, just have kirtan. Just have kirtan. Just have kirtan. And you see, when you see the deities, we always see Mahaprabhu's arms are always raised, either like this. I think it was Jayapataka Maharaj was giving a description of the different poses of Mahaprabhu, describing what they mean. He says when Mahaprabhu has his arms like this and his feet are like that, he's dancing in ecstasy. When he's like this, he's dancing with more ecstasy. And when he's like this, you see Dameshwar Mahadev, he's giving complete love and mercy to anyone and everyone who takes that darshan. So that's Mahaprabhu's different expressions of love for his devotees. And you can, we also hear from this particular bhajan that was just sung, you know, how sweetly he interacted with his devotees. His devotees were his life. So Mahaprabhu taught two things. He taught many things, but he taught two things. Chant the holy names of the Lord and become the servant of the Vaishnavas. These two things were his prime teachings. And he said, if you chant the holy names of the Lord and you do not find fault with the devotees, you get my full mercy. Adosha Darshi, one who does not see the faults in anyone, and one who chants the holy names of the Lord, gets the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he gave a little extra stipulation. But one who chants the holy names of the Lord and becomes attached to chanting, then the darkness of the material energy just dissipates, and one feels happy. And when you're feeling happy, you don't see faults. It just goes. Just by your consciousness. So this is Mahaprabhu's movement. So we are very fortunate, as Malati so nicely pointed out, how, I guess the word is, I don't know how you say, greatly fortunate to be in this time period, at the time when Krishna came and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu doesn't come for another 8,320,000,000 years. So don't wait around. Go back to Godhead. And then you can get his association there. So thank you very much. Shri Gaur Purnima Ki Jai.